Breaking Soul Ties with Shaladio. On this broadcast, Shaladio teaches God's word on soul ties and other relationship issues affecting the believer. Listen and be blessed. Super excited to bring this news to you. Breaking Soul Ties now comes to Lagos, Nigeria on the 16th of May 2015. Register now for free on www.soulties-niger.xyz. I repeat, www.soulties-niger.xyz. Hurry now. See you there. Soul tie is simply the captivation of your soul by another person or thing. A soul tie is also the attachment of your soul to another person or thing. A soul tie exists when there are things or people you can't just say no to when you should be saying no to them. You can read all about soul ties on www.breakingsoulties.com. Breaking Soul Ties is present on many social media platforms such as Twitter, Facebook, Google+, YouTube, BlackBerry Messaging, and internet radio stations. Please follow Shaladio on Twitter using the following handles, @Shaladio, and @SoulTies Tweets, to read about tweets on Soul Ties. If you need to chat to Shaladio, you can link up with him on BB using the pin 52C7F3CD. I repeat, 52C7F3CD. You can also email him on breakingsoulties@karisministries.org. That is karisministries.org.
Hi there. You're welcome to the program. My name is Shaladio. You're welcome to episode 2 of our series on how to believe God for a spouse. And in this series, I'm sharing fundamental principles that will help single men and women to believe God for a spouse and to also find their spouse. I'll be sharing core principles of confessions, faith, hope, the seed principle, prayer, discernment, and so on. This series will apply to both men and women, and I envisage that this series will go on for 26 weeks. Last week, we read from Jeremiah chapter 32 verses 26 and 27 and also Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17. We saw that there is absolutely nothing that is too difficult for God to do. Jeremiah 32:26 says, "Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And Jeremiah 32:17 is pretty much a popular praise and worship song. Ha, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Feedback from last week's episode was very positive and encouraging. Seriously, very positive and encouraging. We had several downloads of the recording of this message from our website. I think in 5 days we've had 4 gigabytes of download of just this audio clip alone. And then also on Sunday night, a lady phoned in to say that our hopes of getting married were rekindled after listening to last week's broadcast. And I also had many positive responses on Twitter as well over the last few days. And in view of this, I really don't want us to take all this for granted, because the whole essence of this series and 26 episodes is to bring us into a knowledge and into a revelation of certain things that are available to us, certain resources that are available to us in the spirit that we can use and employ in believing God for a spouse. So to this end, I actually want to share a prayer with you. I want to share a prayer with you, and I want to encourage you to make this a daily prayer. And not only make this a daily prayer, make sure you pray this prayer before you come into this broadcast or before you listen to this message at subsequent times. That prayer can be found in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17 and 18. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 17 and 18. It goes, "That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." Now, this is a prayer that we were taught when we just got born again back then in our days in Unilag. And we used to pray this prayer almost on a daily basis, that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will give unto me, you personalize it to yourself, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So you see, what happens here is that we are praying that the Lord will give unto us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That there is something called the spirit of wisdom and revelation that will enlighten your eyes to see the reality of the things of the spirit. Now, there is an example in 2 Kings chapter 6 of this prayer being prayed by Elisha for his servant, who could not see the thousands of chariots and horses that had surrounded them round about. The servant could only see the horses and the chariots of the enemy that were just a few, really, compared with the resources of God that surrounded them. And the way Elisha could get him to enter into the reality of these provisions was to pray a prayer for him. And he prayed that, "Lord, open the eyes of this man that he may see." And you see, the main obstacle in our journey, in our spiritual journey, is the fact that we are not seeing something that God has provided for us. The moment you see it, you will be motivated to go forth in faith and lay hold on what God has already provided for you. So that's why the Ephesians prayer is very important. And to start this broadcast, I'm going to pray this prayer for all of us now. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we go into this broadcast today, I pray that you will give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of yourself, the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling and what the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power to us world who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in Christ when you raised him up from the dead. Father Lord, I thank you because our eyes are opened to see the reality of the things of the spirit, to see the reality of the resources of your word that you have made available for us in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So this week we're going to look into another set of scriptures that will further reinforce our confidence in God's ability, to produce our spouse irrespective of the assessment of the world around us, irrespective of our own personal assessment and the assessment of the world around us. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn with me to Mark chapter 10 verse 27. Mark chapter 10 verse 27. I want us to take this scripture very quickly before the break. Mark chapter 10 verse 27. "And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. I love this scripture. He says, for with men, it is impossible. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Twitter has told you that it is impossible. Facebook has told you that once you go past this age, it is impossible. Your relatives have told you that once you get past this age, it is impossible. Your friends have told you that once you get past this age, it has become difficult. Even you yourself, you have schooled and educated yourself to believe that it is impossible. But then Jesus was bringing something out here. He told his disciples, because what happened was that they were asking him, say, who then can be saved? And Jesus answered them saying, with men, it is impossible. With men, it is impossible. So Jesus did not dispute the fact that you had written the situation off as impossible. Jesus did not dispute the fact that men around you had written the situation off as impossible. But then Jesus did not stop there. He went on further to say, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Did you see that? So for with God, all things are possible. I love this scripture. I just love this scripture. This is a scripture you should meditate on. This is a scripture you should repeat to yourself hundreds of times. Hallelujah. Meso torobo. I just love this scripture. I love this scripture. It says, with God, all things are possible. All things. It didn't say some things. It didn't say the things that Twitter excluded. It says, all things are possible. All things are possible. So I don't care what your situation is today. I don't care how old you are today. The Bible says that for with God, all things are possible. For with God, all things are possible. This is awesome. This is terrific. Hey guys, I'll see you after the break.
So I'm super excited to bring this news to you. Breaking Soul Ties now comes to Lagos, Nigeria on the 16th of May 2015. Register now for free on www.soulties-niger.xyz. I repeat, www.soulties-niger.xyz. Hurry now, see you there! Welcome back to the second part of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. Listen and be blessed.
Welcome back. We left off before the break with our reading Mark chapter 10 verse 27. And we're not done with that scripture yet. We're not done. Mark chapter 10 verse 27. And Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Did you see that? For with God all things are possible. So what it means is that anything that men have ruled out in your life and have classified as impossible, either on your behalf or you also classified it on your behalf as impossible, Jesus said that, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. Did you see that? All things are possible. You had a child at 21. You are now 25. You are wondering whether you can marry. With men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. You are now 32. Everybody's looking at you like, oh, it's late. And you have allowed that to fill your consciousness that it is impossible, because all the male guys that you, all the male friends you have are already married. Jesus is saying, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Hallelujah. Oh, you've had a colorful, sexually active life that people knew about. And now you have come under the fold of Jesus Christ. And you are looking at your past and you are wondering that, will it ever be possible for me to get married, since I did not start my life as a good girl? My Jesus is saying, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Now, this is something you need to start saying to yourself. Some of you have not even dared to say it out, but you believe it. You believe it deep down in your heart that this situation is impossible. But Jesus is saying today, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Jesus did not leave anything out. He says, for with God, all things are possible. For with God, all things are possible. All things are possible in my life with God. Every good thing is possible in my life with God. Salvation is possible in my life with God. In fact, if we want to extend that word salvation and go into the Greek, it's actually sozos. And sozos includes five words. It includes your health, it includes your prosperity, it includes your peace, it includes your welfare. That's your total package of redemption and comfortability. The Bible says that with God, all things are possible. Now, very quickly, I want us to do a word analysis here. Jesus said that with men, it is impossible. Now, in the Greek, let's investigate the meaning of that word impossible. The word impossible there comes from a Greek word called adynatos. Now, that's where you get words from, like dynamo, from, you know, dynamite, dynamic, you know, those sort of words. And what that adynatos means is without strength, impotent, powerless, weakly, disabled, unable to be done. That is what adynatos means. So the word impossible means that you are without strength. You are powerless. You are too weak to get the job done. So the Bible is saying that with men, it is impossible. That men don't have the strength. Men are impotent. Men are powerless. They have assessed themselves as too disabled or too unable to get the job done. But Jesus then said, with God, all things are possible. Now, the word possible there in the Greek means dynatos. So impossible means adynatos, possible means dynatos. And the word dynatos means able, powerful, mighty, strong, mighty in wealth and influence. And strong in Christian virtue, to be able, excelling in something, and having power for something. So what Jesus is saying is that God is able to to make all things happen in your life. He has the power to make it happen in your life. He's mighty enough in influence and in wealth to make it happen in your life. And he has the power for it to happen in your life. Oh, I'm so filled with excitement that God has the power to make the things that I am too impotent to make happen in my life happen. Did you see that? God has the power to make a spouse show up in your life, even though you don't have the power to make it happen by yourself. God has the power. He has the influence. He has the resources. He has the wealth. He has the strength to make a spouse come into your life, even though the world has assessed you as unable to bring a spouse into your life. Did you see that? Dynatos, very powerful Greek word. Now, in closing, let us read Mark chapter 9, verses 22 and 23. And let's see something very quickly. And oftentimes, now this was a story about the deaf and dumb spirit boy that the father brought to Jesus. And oftentimes it had cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. So here the man was pleading for help. He could not do it. So you see, he was incapable of doing it. He was unable to do it. But he came to Jesus that, Jesus, help me. And Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now, the previous scripture we read said that with God, all things are possible. So there was a distinction. With men, it was not possible. But with God, all things are possible. But Jesus is now bringing in a twist here. He says, if you can believe, all things are possible to you that believes. So it means that the possibilities available to God that God can do are also available to you if you can believe. And if you look into the Greek again, the word possible in Mark chapter 9 verse 23 comes from the same Greek word dynatos that we read in Mark chapter 10 verse 27. So it means that you are walking in the possibilities, in the realm of total possibility, if you can believe. So when we believe, we can walk in dynatos. I am so happy. So why are we not walking in the fullness of dynatos? Why are we walking with half life today? And the answer is in verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. So we see here the answer is unbelief. The man believed that the boy could be healed, but the boy did not get healed because of unbelief that was mixed with his faith. The moment we are operating in faith without a mixture of unbelief, the things that are possible to God become possible for us in the name of Jesus. My time is up, but let's take this confession together. For with men, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things are possible in my life. Lord, I believe. Therefore, all things are possible to me because I believe. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, my spouse is on his way to me. My spouse is on her way to me because I believe, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we give you all the praise. See you guys next week. I'm so excited. I've preached myself happy, and we're going to continue from here next week. See you guys again. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. To learn more about Soul Ties on Twitter, please follow our Shola Adio and our Soul Ties tweets. You can also visit www.breakingsoulties.com to read up on Soul Ties. To contact Sholadio, please send an email to breakingsoulties@charisministries.org. That is K-A-R-I-S ministries.org. You can also chat with him on BBM by using the following pin, 52C7F3CD. I repeat, 52C7F3CD. We have come to the end of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Sholadio. See you again same time next week. Jesus is Lord.